News broke on Thursday night that the American leader had tested positive for the disease, along with First Lady Melania Trump. Several people who work closely with the president have also tested positive for COVID-19. They include political advisor Hope Hicks, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, Trump 2020 campaign manager Bill Stepien, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who helped President Trump prepare for last week's debate. Some of these people attended an event at the White House Rose Garden on September 26th when the president announced his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. Observers say many people there weren't wearing masks or keeping their distance from each other, but one of the attendants said people were tested before the event and told they didn't need masks when their results came back negative. Regardless of where or how the disease was spread, President Trump left the White House for treatment at Walter Reed National Medical Center last Friday. A day later, a person familiar with the president's health told reporters that his vital signs were, quote, very concerning, and that the following 48 hours would be critical in terms of his care. But doctors said on Sunday that President Trump's symptoms have been improving since he'd checked in, and that he could be able to go back to the White House as soon as Monday. The president gave updates himself over the weekend.
I want to begin by thanking all of the incredible medical professionals, the doctors, the nurses, everybody at Walter Reed Medical Center. I think it's the finest in the world for the incredible job they've been doing. I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I'll be back. I think I'll be back soon. But this was something that happened, and it's happened to millions of people all over the world, and I'm fighting for them, not just in the U.S. I'm fighting for them all over the world. We're going to beat this coronavirus, or whatever you want to call it, and we're going to beat it soundly. So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days.
He went on to thank people in the U.S. and abroad for their messages of support and to talk about the treatments he's been receiving for COVID-19, which includes some experimental medications for coronavirus patients.